Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
We have Stefan Legar, Israeli superstar. Shalom lecha ve shalom midrom Africa.
How do you know Hebrew though?
How do I know? Mishum shehayiti ba'aretz shnatayim. So I do know Hebrew. I am ecstatic to speak to you. I've got a big smile on my face. And I'm just thinking, Stefan, Togolese Israeli. I mean, you must be a community of three, you and your parents.
Yeah. I'm born and raised in Israel. My parents are from Togo. My native language is French. But I'm speaking Hebrew fluently because I've been living here. And the English is, my dad, because he was working in the embassy, and the music, and, you know, English is a language that everybody got to know, you know.
Sure. No, absolutely. I read an article about you in the Jerusalem Post, yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I got to tell you something. I'm not so sure I was very impressed with the headline, because the headline said, an unlikely Israeli star. How did you feel with that headline?
What, unlikely? What?
I think they were alluding to the fact that you were Togolese Israeli and that you didn't fit the stereotype of an Ashkenazi singer or a Mizrahi singer.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Because it's something that, let's say, I started my career in Israel at 18. I started making music, and it's something I think from since that I made it, as who I am, it was the first, I think I'm the first black, person that is really, successful in the music industry at this point, like, in Israel. It is something that didn't happen, like, a long time ago.
Which is surprising if you think about the fact that there's a really large Ethiopian community in Israel. You would have thought there was space now for, a black superstar in Israel.
Yeah, because first of all, Israel is a very, you know, the country with a lot of people from everywhere also. And a lot of Ethiopia, the most of the people in Israel are, the black people in Israel are Ethiopians. There's a lot from Ghana, Nigeria and everything, but the most of them is Ethiopian. So, and, I think it opened a door because, you know, sometimes people are not used to something. The fact that I, made my success, it opened, you know, doors. To maybe other, it's more possibility for other.
Absolutely. I'm just interested whether the African part of your culture, because like at the end of the day, you're a Sabra, you're born in Israel, you've served in the Israeli army. I mean, you're an Israeli for every single possible purpose, but your African heritage, has that influenced your music in any way?
Of course. The music that I'm doing is inspired by Afro. I like Brazilian funk too. Which is not Afro, but it sounds a little bit the same. It's connected. And, my music is, most of the music is very Afro, you know? I get inspired by this music. It's music that's what I was listening to in my house because of my parents and the family and everything. Africa is, you know, me, it's important. My roots are important for me, so. I'm really connected.
We can relate to that because as much as we're Jewish and as much as we can love and relate to Israel, we are very much Africans. I mean, all of us, the whole community you're talking to right now, born, bred, born here. So we get this Africanness that is in your soul. What I also wanted to say to you is the fact that you must be kind of people who have preconceived ideas of what Israel is and it isn't when they click on a YouTube video and they see you doing skomsikomsa or kapara or whatever it is, you must bring something so fresh and so different to what it is to be an Israeli.
Yeah. I think so also. It's something new, something different. And I'm happy that I'm the one doing this. You know, Israel in the music is very, you know, the music that is really working in here is Oriental music, like Israeli music. And the pop, you know, scene started getting in like not a long time ago. It's like still new. So the pop, they got used to it too. And when I came also, I came with a whole different style. It's like not pop, it's not hip hop. It's like, you know, I came with the Afro side, Afro-Israeli pop, you know, so mixed with everything, which is a whole nother style, which is, it opened another style too, which is working very well here. I'm really happy. Like,
Stefan, the fact that you're Israeli, do you think that is a disadvantage in any way? Do you think it might limit the extent to which you are appreciated in a place like Europe?
Oh, no, it's not. What you mean? Like, it might extend the fact you mean?
I'm talking about the fact that there's a big BDS movement that doesn't want anything to do with Israel or Israelis, and you are an Israeli.
I think, first of all, the thing is that we don't realize how, you know, at the end of the day, it's the human beings. You gotta be a human being. It don't matter. People don't really, it seems like from far, social media and everything is like, social media is easy to do wars. When I come to places overseas and I say that I'm from Israel, they ask me, where are you from? I say Israel. They're like shocked because people on TV see Israel as something.
Yes.
When you come to Israel, you gotta be in Israel to understand what is Israel. And then when I come to Israel and say, to Europe, whatever, United States, they're shocked in a good way. They're like, oh, you're an artist there. And they have a whole nother image about Israel because they see me. So it's something.
100%.
You understand? So I don't think, I don't come to places think, oh, I'm Israeli. It's a problem. No. First of all, I am who I am. I'm talented. I have a lot to give. So people don't really, at the end of the day, people don't really look at this. This is just, you know, a kind of barrier or, you know, you just talk. But I never, me personally, never had a issue or never someone had an issue with me because I'm from Israel or whatever. They never, like, it never happened to me.
That's amazing. That's so positive to hear that. I'm really glad to hear that. We're running out of time, so there's two more questions I want to ask you. I want to understand, was this last year, this difficult year of COVID, this must have been really difficult for you as an artist, I presume.
Oh, yeah, it was difficult. It was, let's say I was really calm at the beginning, you know, but when at the end, like, let's say these past couple of months, I was like, no, how much can I sit at home and, you know, renewing myself and start doing new stuff, always telling myself, let's do new. You're getting tired. We got tired already. And, you know, it started being annoying and everything. But still, in the COVID situation, always I kept it positive. I kept, you know, uploading videos, doing, if it was on TikTok, doing content, if it's dropping songs or, you know, I kept working. But now we didn't have shows. But what we need now is the shows. So it's coming back a little bit.
That's the final question I've got to you today, Stefan, is what do we expect from you over the next year or two? What are we going to see?
Next year or two, I think it's going to be big years because I got, first of all, I'm dropping a lot of music very soon. It's like, it feels like the comeback or opening back because COVID in Israel is quite, getting done, finished, I hope. And I can't wait to also France to get open because I signed, you know, in Warner Music in France. I have to go there, do my promo because I dropped songs that was working there, but I wouldn't be able to perform there. And coming and, you know, traveling around the world, a lot of people waiting for me. I got a lot of fans everywhere. So this is what I want to do. And I want to keep traveling,
ecstatic, and I can't wait for you to come to South Africa. I think you will be able to do such important work in terms of showing a different side of Israel. Stefan Lagar, toda rabba lecha.
Toda rabba. Thank you so much.